Can't worrying about a problem help us better prepare to deal with it? Yes, again, we have to see what is the effect on us. Just like, suppose I have a disease. Now, if I have a disease, then I have to deal with it. And the primary way I'm going to deal with it is by taking my medicines on time. There's some diet, I have to follow the diet. Now, these are the practical things which I can do. But if 24 hours I'm thinking I have a disease. Now, I have to see what is the effect on it. If that makes me, if say I have some stomach upset, or if I am very obese and I shouldn't be eating fatty foods, then at 24 hours awareness that I'm obese, I'm too fat. So if that makes me alert, I should not eat too much. That's positive. But if that gives me an inferiority complex, hey, I don't look good, I'm so fat, I'm this. Now people can get such bulimia and such terrible disorders because of excessive figure consciousness. So we have to see what is favorable. So if for some people, thinking about the problem, if it is there in the background, sometimes the brain is working and suddenly an idea pops up. Maybe I can solve it this way. So if that's how our brain works, that's fine. But for most people, the problem is at the back of the mind. It's not actually ticking to give us a solution. It's ticking to take away our energy. So we have to see how we can best deal with it. Usually, it is best to, if we have a problem, it is best to make clearly, okay, these are the things which I can do about the problem. And then to have some specific time where we focus on dealing with the problem. Otherwise, constantly thinking about a problem is usually distracting and disempowering. It just saps our energy. Now, if some idea comes up, that's good. But that idea will just pop up from the background. But in hoping to get that idea, we may actually lose a lot of energy. So it's a matter of individual psychology sometimes. But overall, it's best to not be always problem conscious. Within the problem also, we have to see what is our focus. And if our focus is on solving the problem, just like say, if I have some mathematics problem I had to solve, and I just don't know, what to do with this. And suddenly an idea clicks up. So in this case also, our focus is not on how the problem is burdening me. Our focus is on how I can solve this. So we have to see whether the thought of the problem is actually stimulating us, enlivening us, or it is burdening us. Usually, we feel threatened, we feel burdened by the problem when we see the problem as a personal threat to us. Now, if I have a crossword puzzle to solve, and I'm not able to find out the word, and the background of the mind is going on, now that is stimulating. Hey, what can I find out? Now, if I'm not able to solve the crossword puzzle, it's not that my world is going to come crashing down. So usually, if the thoughts of the problem are burdening us, then it's best not to habitually dwell on them. But if we are not so threatened by the problem, it's just like a challenge for us, and then we feel stimulated to deal with the problem, then when it goes on in the background, then we might come up with a constructive solution. Okay? Thank you. So...